Moin, 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 moin. Und es geht weiter im Lindenau-Kretenradio, meine Damen und Herren. Jetzt haben wir zu Gast für die nächste halbe Stunde den Tom. Ich entschuldige mich. Die Tom Januszkiewicz. Okay, nochmal schnell. Tom Januszkiewicz. So. Und es geht jetzt hier mit Alex und der Tom um politisches Schreiben, habe ich gehört. Dann lasst es mal krachen, ne?
Beziehungsweise Tom, ich bin vielleicht ein bisschen zu laut auf den Kopfhörern. Ich weiß immer noch, dass du eigentlich nicht darüber sprechen möchtest. Allerdings bist du Mitherausgeberin einer Zeitschrift mit dem Namen Politisch Schreiben, Anmerkungen zum Literaturbetrieb. Und diese erscheint jährlich. Und die nächste Release-Party steht an am 12. Oktober, habe ich recht?
Am 14. fast.
Am 14. Oktober. Dafür wollte ich einfach in deinem Namen noch kurz werben. Du würdest diese lockern, alles entspannt. Du würdest diese Zeitschrift nicht herausbringen, wärst du nicht selber mit dem Texteschreiben befasst in deinem Leben. Und du hast auch Texte mitgebracht, nicht wahr? Texte und Musik hast du mitgebracht.
Ja, genau.
Möchtest du zuerst was hören oder zuerst was lesen?
Das können wir vielleicht zusammen entscheiden. Ich habe eine Frage. Können wir uns auf Englisch unterhalten?
If you want, sure.
Thank you very much, because I would like to dedicate this half hour to a friend of mine who is living on a Greek island and he is only able to understand what we are talking about if we are talking in English.
Okay.
Is he listening to us?
Huh?
Is he listening to us?
I told him. I hope so.
Cool.
That's great.
And the text I brought is in English and I would like to create something like a theme for that half hour. Let's call it saxophone, so I brought some saxophone music that friends sent to me. They found it in the streets just by accident somehow, and maybe we can start with the first one. A friend who lives in Paris sent it to me, but she recorded it in Tokyo, Japan, in the Yoyogi Park.
Okay, then we start with this. No, saxophone.
No, Tokyo.
That's it already. Things you record in the street, they often end abruptly.
Okay. I think it was beautiful, but it was not only a saxophone, was it? It was more in the background.
I can't tell. I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, then, let's go ahead with the first text you brought to your friend in Greece. There you go.
It's a text I actually wrote together with some friends. I don't know what it is. It doesn't have a title. It's just fragments. It's 9 of them. Maybe we start with 5. 1. The boy from war came home. There in the hall he stood. He hung his coat on the nail. 2. In the winter all villages are buried in the snow and the women have time. They sit in an ice-cold room at the loom because the thin flax fibres, thinner than a single hair, would break in the warmth. 3. There once had been brother and sister. They lived in a castle. Their chief want in life was somebody who shall make them do what they can, a service of a friend. With him they would be easily great. 4. Out of the ashes from mealy redpoll, they made white mousse, but they rarely got a chance to use it. Only once it saved their lives, letting them disappear in the dazzling brightness of Siberian lowland. 5. The girl came to a country on a motorcycle. The people lived separately, one in each house with beautiful blossoming gardens. Here I would make a short break and we could continue with some saxophone music. Someone else sent to me, now it's recorded in Paris, even so the person is not living there. Maybe you can tell us something about it.
I think I have to listen to it first, but go ahead.
It will be very, very silent, so we have to try.
The sound of the wind totally reminds me of Père Lachaise Cemetery in Paris. I've never been there. But I don't know, just the sound of the surroundings sound familiar to me, so. Well, why not go on ahead with some text of you, Tom?
Okay. 6. The moment the old lady reached the top of the mountain, a slight breeze stroked her breasts. Her sweat running down the body turned into a thin film which seemed to submit invulnerability. She smiled. She felt the flat rock under her bare feet. Lying down for the first time since 2 days, she watched the sun illuminating her old papery body. With her fingers, she softly followed the wrinkles until she fell asleep. When she woke up, someone was coming too close. 7. 3 people are living down the hall. They try to be aware. The plants on the windowsills do not belong to anybody. There are onions in the meal every other day, it smells. 2 of them open the window in the hallway. 1 by 1, the plants get placed on the floor. 1 after the other, 2 of the 3 people who are living down the hall lean across the windowsill and outside the window. 8. I'm tired, she said, so tired. Her best friend took her hand and started counting her fingers over and over again. The dude's voice from the radio kept on singing, Sabiesh Minyeshtab, so they could easily imagine the smile of the sales ladies in the supermarket when they played that song to make the goods whisper. 9. He said to him if the authorities were to take him away, he should close the door twice at night.
Thank you very much. Some music, maybe? The next one in the list?
Yeah, there should be another one from Paris.
Again, that triggers an association in my head. Even though I've never been there, but sounds like the acoustics of the Eiffel Tower. Maybe some basker. Basker? Basker, basker. We call him basker, I think. Yeah, thanks for sharing that with us. I think you brought some more fragments. No? So let's just go ahead then with a song, I think. You want to say something about it?
Yeah, actually, there's something else I could read, but it would be in German. Maybe you could then spontaneously translate it. I'm sure you can. We will be ready in a second. It will be music from Roy Eldridge. Do you know him?
I think. I don't know.
He should be a famous jazz player. He played in a band with someone called Jaw. It was in the 1940s. And I once heard a very sad story he was telling. He was hired from that band and he played there, and one evening he went to the place where he shall play, and then he's telling about that evening. I'm gonna read that now. Als ich bei Artie Shaw in der Band war, ging ich zu dem Lokal, wo wir spielen sollten, und sie wollten mich nicht mal reinlassen. Hier dürfen nur Weiße hinein, sagten sie zu mir, und neben der Tür hing ein Schild mit meinem Namen drauf, Roy Little Jazz Eldridge, und ich sagte ihnen, wer ich sei. Als ich schließlich reingekommen war, spielte ich den ersten Set und gab mir alle Mühe, nicht loszuweinen. Als ich dann mit der Serie fertig war, liefen mir die Tränen die Backen runter. Ich weiß nicht mehr, wie ich es schaffte. Ich ging nach oben in meine Garderobe und stellte mich in eine Ecke und weinte. Ich sagte zu mir, verdammt nochmal, warum hast du dich bloß wieder darauf eingelassen? Du hast doch gewusst, was passiert.
Musik. Thank you. try now to translate that little fragment Tom just read. So, when I was playing with Audie Shore in that band, I was going to that menu we are supposed to play, but they wouldn't let me in. Only whites are supposed to go to get in here, they said to me. Next to the door, there was hanging a sign with my day on, with my name on it. Royal Little Jazz Eldridge. I was telling them who I was. When I eventually got in, I played the first set and tried all my best not to cry. When I was done with my first couple of songs, tears were running down my cheeks. I don't know anymore how I did it. I was going upstairs in my locker room, went to the corner and cried. I was saying to myself, damn it, why did you just do it again? You knew what would happen. Okay, I think I managed it.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I think that's not the kind of content, though, you're supposed to applaud, but... Anyway, you don't have any more to read, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, I want to ask you... Why the saxophone?
Because also the saxophone is connected to that friend who's living on a Greek island. He's a instrument. He's a person who repairs instruments. And so I don't know. Did I say it right?
I would say a fixer, yeah. But yeah. It doesn't sound right to me, though.
Okay. And so I once told him that I have an old saxophone at home that a friend of my parents gave to me. She was traveling through Cuba with a band who was playing there. And at the end of their tour, they all eventually got friends, very good friends, but the people there had nothing else to give her but their one and only saxophone. So when she went home to Germany, the one guy from the band just gave her his saxophone as a present. And yeah, after a couple of years, she gave it to me, and now it's lying dead like a zombie in a cupboard at home at my parents' place, and no one is using it.
So you're looking for saxophone music just to know what you don't have, but what you could if this saxophone was fixed?
I'm looking for saxophone music because it's a parallel way to give him some life and to push me to the point to give him some life back. And I hope one day I will bring it to that island and, yeah, we will change something about that. Maybe let's listen now to one last saxophone song. It will be John Coltrane.
What's the song?
It's not that one.
That's...
And I don't know the name. It's just... it's that.
Thank you. Okay, that was an abrupt ending. Thanks anyway. And thank you, Tom, for coming here. Thanks for bringing these fragments, music as well as text.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, I hope you had fun. I hope your friend, what's his name, by the way?
He's called Russos.
Russos. I hope, Russos, you were listening and you enjoyed the show as well. Yeah, I would just go ahead with some more music and say goodbye, Tom. Maybe see you to the next issue.
I hope so. And this last song, I also got it from a friend. I hope he's listening too. And it's the first professionally recorded song, and it's a bit more happy than the last one.
Get your berry, know your time. Don't you worry, weather's fine. All the world knows what I'm saying. All the world knows what I'm saying. The world will find well.
friendship.